Did you know the Department of Justice is looking for new First Nations mob to join their Aboriginal traineeship program? And joining me to discuss that this morning, I've got Shania and Naomi from the Department of Justice. Okay, you guys, let's start with you. Tell me about yourself, who your mob, where you're from.
Kaya, everybody.
You're the trainee.
So, good morning, everybody. My name is Shayna, and I'm a Nunda Menang woman. So, my mother is Nunda from Northampton, and my dad is a Menang man. He was born in Albany, but he grew up in Garang country in Jeremungup.
Okay, cool. So, you started the Aboriginal traineeship program here.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I started last year in June. I was living up in Munimaya, Northampton, and I was ready for a change of scenery and also career change because I was in hospitality for like 6 years, and I was ready to just come down to Perth and just see what else was out there. So when my Nana Colleen Castle, she sent me the advertisement for the traineeship, and I applied for it, and I got successful, and I accepted it.
Oh, must have been a great feeling to get it.
Yeah, it was. I was excited because it was my opportunity to leave Northampton and Geraldton and kind of just come down to Perth and see what else is out there for
me. Spread your wings, mate.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. Okay, so what sort of impact has the program had on you so far?
It's had a massive impact because, like, I've also got to meet a lot of other Aboriginal girls, mostly because we, all of us in the traineeship have been girls. I've got to just learn more about the justice system and how the courts run and what services and stuff is out there for us mob, as well as being down here with my family. They have given me the motivation and stuff to apply for university next month, which I will be attending my bridging course.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so would you recommend that people consider applying for this traineeship?
Yes, I would, because it's a great opportunity to meet more mob, especially within the Department of Justice, as well as like working with community, because I've attended like an open day where some people can come, like they came to Bassendean, and there's like all the services there provided for them to like get their licenses and death
certificates.
Yeah. And so that was like a good opportunity for me to meet mob and talk to people, as well as, yeah, just understanding it and how we can like make it better for our mob and give better representation within the Department of Justice.
Cool. Okay. So where can people go to apply, and what sort of people are eligible?
So anyone is eligible, if you're Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. So there's no age limit, nothing like that. And if you look on Jobs WA, you can go on there, as well as Deadly Jobs WA. It's on Facebook, and there's a link there and stuff and a little flyer to tell you all about the program.
Oh, excellent. So Naomi, you're leading this program. Tell us about it from your point of view.
Yeah, my name is Naomi Garlett. I coordinate the Aboriginal traineeship program with the department. My dad is Noongar, Wajak Baladong and Yamaji, and on my mother's side I'm Portuguese. I've been working for the department since 2019, and I coordinate the traineeship program, and it's an important program. It gets our mob in the department. We provide representation, so it is a very important program, I feel. And
how long has it been running?
It's been running since 2017. So
right.
Our last cohort, we had 6 trainees that graduated. It's a 12-month program, and they earn a Cert 3 in government.
Okay.
As well as on-the-job learning and experience.
So the Cert 3 in government, what sort of position would they be able to get, either within your department or maybe another government department? How would that, does that affect the way that they could get a job?
Yeah, so the Cert 3 in government is a really good qualification. It's sort of your entry into government. And our trainees sort of work through two rotations, and we've had trainees go through courts like Shayna.
Yeah.
We've also had trainees go to strategic reform, and obviously our correctional side, so adult community corrections, prisons, birth, death and marriages.
Right.
So there's a lot of pathways With the traineeship.
Is it a recognised qualification in other states of Australia?
Yeah, it's a nationally recognised qualification.
So maybe they
can take it with you anywhere.
So maybe they could get a federal government job as well.
Absolutely, but we'd also like to retain you.
Yeah. So how many people go through the course? Like, it's been, what, 5 years now? So
yeah, so we've had a lot of trainees that have graduated and gone on to other positions. For this traineeship program, it has been running since 2017. Last year, our last cohort, we had six trainees that have gone on to secure opportunities within the department. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you get many applications, or do you take all the applications and everybody gets to start the course, or how does it work?
Yeah. So, at the moment, we have the job open for... Yeah. Some positions throughout the department. So that will be open until the end of July.
Right.
And we'll be shortlisting and going through those applications. So, yeah, we'd...
How many do you accept per year?
Trainees?
Yeah.
I couldn't give you the number. We have a certain number of funded positions. However, there are other areas within justice that will be funding the positions. So it would be...
It varies.
It varies, but we have five as a minimum, but there's opportunity for more.
Okay, and mentorship during the program?
Yeah, so that's what we like to... This is why it's our flagship program, is because we offer that holistic support throughout the traineeship mentoring. And for a lot of people, this is their first job.
Yeah.
And the eligibility criteria is we don't put a number on it, as other traineeships do. So there might be mums that have been out of the workforce for years. So this is a great opportunity for them to sort of... walk in and...
What's the maximum age limit that you would accept?
We don't put a number on it.
Oh, so good. So I could go.
So if, you're enthusiastic and you're wanting to earn a career into justice, then
yeah,
this is the pathway.
Been there, done that. Too old for that now. Well, thanks, ladies. I really appreciate your time, and so does Noongar Radio.
Thank you.